Hallelujah. I want to thank everyone for logging on to this prior podcast. And today, I want to welcome you to another episode. And I want to pray that your day will be a good day, because God has great things for you. This is the EBC Prior Podcast. And I am your host, Dr. Victoria Haddad, the First Lady and co-pastor of the Elium Bible Church, Apostolic in New Jersey. God has always been a good God. And because of that, we can focus on God today, knowing that He will help us and keep us safe as we go through this day. Our scripture today will be taken from Psalms 29, verse 11. And it reads, "The Lord giveth strength to His people." So I want to remind you today that God will give you strength. And the scripture said, "The Lord bless His people with peace." So I'm reminding you today that God will bless you with peace if you surrender to Him. And remember that He's a God who can do more than we could ever even ask for. So today I want you to pray. I want you to trust God. And I want you to believe that God can intervene in your life and do something that you never thought possible. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, the holy name, the righteous name, the everlasting name. Father, thank you for being God of gods, for being Lord of lords, for being our Savior, our Redeemer, the one who spoke and it was done, who commanded and it stood fast, the one who is able to do abundantly above all that we could ask or think of. We thank you for another day. Thank you for waking us up with the mind and the heart to pray, the mind and the heart to worship you, the mind and the heart to glorify your holy name. Father, we are here today not because of ourselves, but because of your grace and your mercy towards us. We are here today because you are our refuge and our strength. God, you are God who's able to keep us from danger, seen and unseen, for everything. God, thank you for reminding us that you are God, and without you, God, hallelujah, nothing is possible, because you are God who can do more for us than we can even do for ourselves. And so, Father, we want to thank you and praise you and honor you and glorify your holy name. We want to worship you, God, because we realize we cannot do nothing without you. We are here today rejoicing for another day that you have made. We are here today, God, thanking you for waking us up this morning with a mind and a heart to pray, with a mind and a heart to worship you, with a mind and a heart to glorify your holy name. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, God, with the desire to seek you wholeheartedly, the desire to serve you wholeheartedly, the desire not to give up on you, but to God, to trust you more so now than ever before, because you are our strength. You are God who can do more for us than we can even do for ourselves. And because of that, God, we need to believe that there's nothing impossible for you to do in our life. And so, God, you say the Lord will give us strength. You will give strength to your people. You will take care of each and every one of us. And God, we thank you for that. Thank you, God, for taking care of us throughout the night. Thank you, God, for taking care of us throughout the morning thus far. Thank you, God, for waking us up with a desire to pray, a desire to seek you. And God, thank you for giving us the strength that we need, even when things are not perfect. God, you are still God, and you're still worthy of every praise and honor and glory that go to your name. And so, God, thank you for giving strength to your people, God, moving everything every church, God, moving every leadership, moving every family members, moving every home, move upon every job, God, and strengthen your people, each and every one, God, that called by your name, each and every one that have a desire to serve you, each and every one, God, that is praying and seeking you this morning, God, give them strength. Everyone that listening to this podcast, God, I pray that your anointing power will move upon their life, that they will not give up on you, but they will keep on praying, keep on trusting you, keep on believing that they can get strength because you are God who is able to strengthen your people. Give us strength. And God, as we go through this day, Lord, you are God who bless your people with peace. So many, God, that does not have peace, God. So many, Lord God, have given up on you and have missed out on the peace of God that passes all understanding. And so today, God, we are praying and asking you, God, to give each and everyone who are listening to this podcast peace. And those who are in your church, God, give them peace. Those who are related to family, give them peace, God. Oh, God, we're asking you, God, to move upon each and every one and bless us with peace, God. Help us, Lord God, not to get heavy laden and oversome with the cares of this world that will lose out on what you can do for our life. But God, help us to remember that we serve a God who is greater than all the things that this world have to store. Oh, God, help us to remember that you are not a regular person, but you are God who created heaven and the earth, a God who created us so that we can withstand, oh God, and grow in you, God. And so, God, today we are asking you, Lord God, that you will bless us with peace and help us to be strong in you. Strengthen us, God. God, so we can be strong in you and the power of your might. Help us, Lord God, to remember, God, that nothing is impossible for you. And God, you can do more for us than we can even do for ourselves. Help us, God, to be a light that will shine for you. Help us, God, to be a people who are not afraid of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who are not afraid to pray, who are not afraid, God, to surrender to you so your will can be done in our life. Help us, Lord God, not to give up, God, but to trust you more so now than ever. And everyone, God, who is praying with this prayer podcast, who are listening to this prayer podcast, I pray, God, that you intercede in each and every one of their life. God, you know what they're going through. You know what each person are in, God, are having, God, that's not perfect in their life. Intervene, God, and send a breakthrough that only you alone can send, God. Do something that only you alone can do. God, let your will be done. It's not our will, God, but your will be done in each and every one of us, God, that will not give up on you, but we trust you more so now than ever before. We serve you more so now than ever before. And God, hallelujah, Jesus, we are praying, God, because we want to see your blessing, oh God, to take over our life in a special way. And so, God, we are praying for everyone who are listening to this podcast, that God, they would trust you. And God, remember, they will remember, God, that you can give them strength and you can bless them with peace. Help them to remember that it's not your will for any to perish, but all should turn to eternal life. So help us, God. We thank you for another prayer session. And we are resting and depending upon you as we go through this day for your will to be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Once again, I thank all of you who are listening to this podcast to keep on listening, keep on trusting God, keep on believing God, and know that God can do for us more than we can ever do for ourselves. So stay rooted and grounded in God. Don't give up on God. He will strengthen us because he can give us strength. And he can give us peace. So have a blessed day. And we'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.